Yes. Mel, good to
Whoops,
see you.
hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
So I'm going to hear you can go first. Hold on 1 second. Stay off mute.
Okay.
We are convening the, what month was it? June episode of Green Bexley, aka ESAC, depending on who you talk to. Meeting. Glad to have all of you with us, and we will do roll call. We will start with Mel.
All right, I am Melanie Mejia. I am the student representative for Capital University.
Okay.
Say who you are, because you've got new people.
Oh, I'm part of this group.
You
That's it.
did, and you do a lot of other
I
stuff.
do food rescue. I do 7 farmers markets, teaching people correct recycling practices, and a couple litter cleanups every week.
I am Lisa Goldsand. I'm chair of this committee, and I have a sustainable fashion startup that is doing a lot of active projects this summer, and that's it for now. And I'm very grateful to our next attendee, who's going to introduce himself. But Steve, thank you for taking all of the photos after the food council meeting.
No
We're all really
problem.
glad to have you here.
Steve Kinsinger, and I am soon to be Director of Facilities at Capital University.
Oh, Steve.
Welcome. Yeah, so she's back.
And yes, works
Oh,
with
I
me.
can't see anybody in here.
Awesome.
So we know each other well.
Awesome. I'm happy to Natalie, too. That's awesome. Welcome.
My name is Randy Kilgore. I think I'm visiting. I don't know what my status is, but I serve a couple of boards related to these subjects. One is called the Food Action Committee, which is put on a group put on by the City of Columbus as well as the county. Our charge is to work and try to get rid of food deserts and any related subjects. We're involved with urban farming and all kind of stuff. And I sit on the Swago board, which is deeply involved with the subject matter.
Know you're involved with another one that does urban farming. Cool.
My name is Tadukiwa. I go to Bexley, and I'm the representative of the Environmental Club.
Hello, I'm Reese Frubel. I'm the vice chair of this committee. I am a graphic designer by trade, so I do lend some design services to the group, help with some social media graphics and signage and things like that. I also work on a variety of waste elimination.
Brooke Ellman, I'm the city's sustainability programs coordinator.
Alex Silverman, Service Environmental Chair with Bexley City Council, and I also work with Waskatron and do restaurant and equipment.
Okay, Elizabeth, do you want to do the
Yes, I
city
do. I'm trying to pull it up on my phone because, let's see,
do you want me to fill 20 seconds of time while
sure.
you're doing that? Okay, so after the city update. I did want to make sure that we cover at the end our social media strategy. I have forgotten the last two meetings to make sure that we chatted about that. Anybody who has interest in participating is more than welcome. Of course, I want to debrief a little bit about the food council meeting, and then we need to align around 4th of July, any 4th of July preparatory plans. And Randy, if you wanted to. Do you want to talk a little bit about progress we've made with the restaurant composting initiative when we get to it? Okay. Is
Super.
there anything else that you have thought of that we've been talking about that we should cover today? Okay. Okay.
Okay. We've got a lot of new faces, which is exciting. And some of our old faces aren't here today, but we'll miss them and hope that they can come
Also,
back
sign
next
up
time.
genius for waste management.
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So I was approached by the library last week. We had done a sustainable September program a few years ago where we had a film series and brought in some speakers. They are planning their fall activities presently, or they will begin doing so shortly. So hopefully I will be able to collaborate with the library on that. But if you have any thoughts, feel free to send them my way. Some things I am thinking of are Solar United Neighbors has a great presentation about a solar co-op that they run, as well as there's a group called Electrify Central Ohio, which can teach people how to make swaps within their home to save money and save electricity. So that is where my thought process is on that right now. There is another community member named Lori Reitman. She is, or Reitman, I guess I don't know. She is bringing in a rabbi from Israel the weekend of July 4th, and they have a slew of programmings that they're putting on about sustainability and environmentalism as it relates to religion. So these are going to be ongoing during that weekend. And I guess I'm looking for a consensus from the group or voting members, of which we have two right now, about whether or not we feel comfortable supporting or having our logo on some of these initiatives. So I was given language. I was told
I'm glad you brought that up. That was
that
awesome.
we could maybe say with support from, because there's not going to be a financial sponsorship. And so I guess our two voting members, is that something that you feel comfortable with?
So I just may I give a little more context
Sure.
to, not that you didn't, but I just wanted, because I've been thinking about this as well. So the rabbi who Lori is arranged to come, he's gonna, as you said, do a whole bunch of engagement. I wondered if the city had a position on the non-secular aspect. Is there a formal, like, I'm sure this has come up before. If the city's okay with it.
I think the city's fine with it. There is an event at the library that's interfaith, so I think that is, there should be no issues there.
Okay.
There's also a cookout that I'm aware of.
A vegan barbecue.
Yeah. I think it would be, I think it's fine. I mean, I can double check tomorrow, but so long as you all say it's okay and they say it's okay, we'll have to find out
And so what would the Greenbacks support be then?
that we are in support of it. So there is no financial contribution, there's no planning contribution, but I think that there is cross promotion between this group, and to say that there is some sort of affiliation or communication amongst groups in the area, putting, who are involved in this type of work.
He's an Orthodox rabbi who is visiting from Israel, and this is his, I think this is his professional mission, right? So I can't imagine that they would become political in a way that would make community members uncomfortable, but I just wanted to ask that question. Lori has contacted me a couple of times about it too. Randy, do you have any thoughts about it?
Yeah, well, different thoughts. What's he doing July 4th, 3 to 3?
I think that he is going to be with people who are watching the parade.
Because on the Gudasachem lawn, which the parade goes right by, the Tiferet Israel and the Gudasachem are all gathering there to watch the parade.
I would be surprised if he's not already going to be at that
That'd be
gathering.
great. Here we go.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean,
That's
she
good
sent me an email
mention.
of like there's like 10 to 15 programs in a 3-day
Are
span.
they all?
I am not sure.
I don't think so. Well, to the degree that you could attend a Shabbat service wherever, they tend to be open to the public, where security considerations aside. So I think so.
Neril.
Is that
Neril. And
Neural.
I think that we would, our logo would only be on some of those that are more Bexley centered. So if they're going to a shul in New Albany, I don't think that Green Bex logo would be on that.
I thought it was pretty much just associated with the library event and the barbecue, or
Okay,
that's what
which
was
is at
said. That...
Jeffrey Mansion, I believe.
Oh, okay. I somehow thought it was nearer the library than that, but you're probably right. I was going to go as a civilian. I think it's okay if Green Bex supports it, but if we take a vote.
There are two voting members right here, so it's really only you two that are actually votable. Actually, you haven't been confirmed, but I can't. Well, you might be the only voting member, but
I
I'm
attended
interested.
the city council
There you
last
go.
time.
There you go. The
But not to get to.
Right. I think a general consensus, and then let's formalize with the U2. So general consensus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Lisa, you're
I vote yes.
Yeah.
super. Okay. I can get back to Laura about that. Great.
And then the other thing is to promote just the speech at the library. I would think we could do a Green Duxley social media thing just to let people know that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that Green Duxley should promote his speeches at synagogues. I just think that optically that's a
Yes.
little
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay with that?
I'm potentially, I want to check in about this barbecue, see if that is open to the public, in which case,
I think it is, but
okay, then
yeah, that's
that
okay.
could maybe be a postable. So I think for Green Bexley,
Yeah, the
yep.
library talk
Yeah.
and the meeting.
I concur with that. Great.
Okay. Come back for a second to your thing you said prior to that, the tabling in September.
Yes, sustainable September.
So what could be interesting, I heard Madeline Fleischer of Electrify Ohio. She and I were both speakers at the Midwest Sustainability Summit week before last. Her presentation was fantastic. I wonder, would it be possible instead of tabling to have like a,
Oh, I didn't mean tabling. I meant a
oh,
speaker series.
yes, okay, got it. That's what I was going to say,
Yes.
because I think we could have Rebecca. I would love to speak. Madeline
Right.
could speak. I think if we could have a like an open call for
Yes.
speakers that we, I don't want to sit at a table.
Yeah, no. It's
Okay.
so I need to confirm with the library and find out what is available.
Okay.
But essentially, maybe they would say, we've got like three blocks of programming
Yeah.
that we can have a speak, the auditorium is free 3 times this month.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that would be great. Is there
No.
anybody else? Like Madeline is from outside of Bexley. Her message is like it's a great.
Solar United Neighbors is also really fantastic. We hosted at the library a few years ago and we had outstanding attendance comparatively to other communities that held the same thing. I
Pork, maybe?
maybe, yeah. Why don't, if you all have ideas, why don't you send them to me?
Okay.
I'm not sure what the library's timeline on turning this around is, so
Yeah.
I
It's
may
me.
just make an executive decision based on what I have and who's available in terms of like the
Okay.
SLU, because there might not just be like logistically time to get
Yeah.
all that sorted. But if you send me what you think would be make an excellent presentation, then I can have that on the list and we'll see what we can do. And again, I don't know what the library is offering yet. Like I'm just brought it up, but I don't know, the number of
I'd
spots.
also love to invite Prudence Keener to present about her Global Scholars Project and maybe any other. It'd be fun actually to see if any high school students whose Global Scholars Project were environmentally focused maybe want to do a little.
Yeah,
What do you think about
that would
that?
be cute.
Super cute.
I've only had this phone for 2 days, so I love
Okay.
it.
I'm working on an anti-idling.
Hello. Just want to say hi. Saw Joanne walking earlier today.
I'm working on an anti-idling campaign, which we're hoping to launch in the fall, I think. There's like a World Air Quality more or less day, which I think is September 7th. So kick off around then.
So we should do a social media something for that too. Reese, when I say it like that, I'm just excited to talk about it with you. I didn't mean
Yes.
in any way you're just.
Yes. So, I mean, you guys want to see what I've come up with so far? Time for that?
What?
See what I've come up with so
For
far
what?
for a campaign.
Oh, for idol. Yes, we did it. Is this going to be your viral reel?
No, right now it is photos. All right, so we've got idling is fuelish. We've got
It's super cute.
this Wait, let's clear the air. We've got particulates matter. We've got don't be full of hot air. Idling gets you nowhere. Clean air doesn't grow on trees. And then there's opportunity for more. And then there's a website. Let's see if I can log into it quickly. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And you're placeholding a photo too, right?
Yes.
So on this, I think you had once raised the top important topic about making sure that what we create is accessible to people that may have. So I think the text needs to be in a bubble, right? Not on a picture.
I will bring that up to
So
our folks. And
those
let's
are
see.
cute. Would those be like a little carousel?
Yeah, something like that. And then like signage printed to
Funny.
put in windows, signage
That's as well,
printed,
folks.
and then maybe even around other places. So to that note, today I brought over the schools. We have three air quality monitors at Bexley City Schools, but I brought them over here for summer break. And they will be deployed back out to the schools closer to when school starts. Let's see if this is
Joanne.
thinking. Anyways, there's an associated website which we could drive people to. It looks, this is very much a mock-up.
So when you do you create a story typically on Instagram so that the link can be available in the highlights? Do we ever do that?
Maybe, yeah, I mean, I haven't done it in years, but this is more so, I think, not necessarily more so, but also a City of Bexley project. So it will also go on the city's social media and then feature prominently. And then, yeah. But we've got some links, maybe a cute video here.
I do think we should consider utilizing,
You know,
forgive me if you already
postings.
do this, utilizing the story highlight buttons on Green Bexley just to make sure that like information that we want people to be able to get to easily, they can also get to that way.
We can circle back to that
Yeah.
on our social spend. All right, let's see
Yeah.
what else I have. All right, so I have next on my list, Race to Zero. We have two actions by 2025. Well, I think we just checked off the food council, and a Frege is coming up soon. So keep an eye out for that. And then the other thing that I had on here was that we've got three upcoming events. So there is a main event happening on Friday, Jazz in the Park on Sunday, and then 4th of July on the 4th of July. So,
How are we doing for attendance for volunteers? I know I'm volunteering on Sunday.
not
Do
well.
you, okay.
The rain, that was the rain date.
Yes,
Oh,
that
Sunday is the rain
June.
date?
No, sorry. Friday
June
was a rain
20th.
date.
The rain date.
Rain
This
date.
Friday.
Or rain date four.
So
Sorry.
there was a main event movie that was happening like 3 weeks ago, and now it was raining, so it's happening this Friday. Let's see.
Yeah, it was like the 30th of May. They got rained
Yeah.
out. So the same day as the ride of the game.
Yeah. All right. So
Is that going to be at Capitol?
it is at Capitol, but your folks already know. Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron knows. Yes.
So we have zero
Because I
people
have.
spending.
Okay, well, right.
Hello.
Okay, well, let's connect afterwards. Yes.
Late.
Okay. We've got Jazz in the Park. We've got the early shift. And then there is
Switch to the later shift if that was helpful. If it's really
that.
ending at 7:30.
Yeah, it does.
Hard stop.
Yeah. And then
Okay.
we've got 4th of July. So we had a meeting about this. What was that, yesterday already? So that event basically goes from 5:30 to 11:30. There is the waste station, and there are also going to be trash cans around. So basically, anybody who wants to compost or recycle can come to us, but we don't make people do that because there's 15,000 people, maybe 10,000 people, at the 4th of July evening activities, and we can't get everybody to come to the waste station. So if you want to find us, you will find us.
I'm also something.
Perfect.
How is the tweaked procedure? with
We've had one
have one.
opportunity. Well, we've had one only one waste opportunity this year because the first one got rained out. And we had a lot of people there, but we did not do the back of house. So our next opportunity is going to be this Friday.
I think let's come back to this in 1 second. Alex needs to go and wants to say something.
Yes, a few things. One, the city and CIC is about to launch a call for entrepreneurs and business ideas for the Lucky Lotto space. And I've always been an advocate for more resource center, more focus towards that. So something to discuss. They'll be opening up an application process, but if there's anybody interested in trying to get that space, I know the city and the CIC is open to partnerships. So it's basically a call for ideas, but we are wanting to get a invested business to go into that space. If anybody can picture, it's the old convenience store between Speedway and Peking Dynasty on Livingston. It's part of our revitalization plan for that corridor. So if there is somebody that would want to propose an idea around a resource center or a space to program out of, I would love for those submissions to come from the committee here, or the idea to be floated. I think
So that would not be a business, right?
it could be a nonprofit business. I mean,
Oh,
I don't
okay.
necessarily think it has to be, there's no
Got it.
parameters defined on what a business is.
Okay.
Basically, the city wants to partner with people or persons that want to utilize that space towards something. There's challenges there being in Livingston. The parking situation is limiting. So I think that there's going to be creativity elements in there, but I mean, nonprofits would absolutely qualify. That's where the resource center comes to mind, some fashion of it. I know that, we spoke to the rec department as their ability to program there. So it's not defined in one lane yet. It's just, we're wanting to add value to that space and partner with entities and people that want to utilize it. So I would love to share that with everybody. And if there is more information you'd like to go, we can go offline and talk about it. But that should be coming out soon. And I really hope that we get some good ideas for that
Do you
space.
have 60 seconds or do you need to walk
I have
out?
60 seconds. So.
I just have a question for this committee or for residents of Bexley. Do you think there would be interest in some kind of a resource center where you could lend or borrow a tool or drop off something that needed to be repaired so that when the repair person who maybe could come more often, and this could be for pain, do you think that there is an appetite or interest in something like that, or not so much?
I feel like from this group, the answer would be yes. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know
Yeah. My
from other folks.
I think Mel was trying to think.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm not a resident of Bexley. I live in Pickerington, but I'm in Bexley all the time. And I will be in
Yes.
Bexley for a long time.
Yes.
But I have my garden finally coming together. I have my planters there. Tomorrow I'll be shoveling some dirt and getting things actually started. And I think that a resource center could be really nice for students that are there. And I know that there are quite a few professors that plan on using the garden and just people around that want to use the garden. And I don't know if we have everything that people would want because I want, like, my idea is for people to use it and get creative. Like, it's just for everybody. So I think that that could be helpful to us as well.
Very interesting. Thank you, Mel, for that feedback.
I love the idea of a tool library, something along those lines, but the question is there demand for it?
Right.
Mel just talked about a little bit of demand, but lawnmowers, yard care
Yeah.
equipment. Would people use it
One
and
thing,
justify
so
that
the
expense?
library does have like a shovel that you could check out, and they might have something else. Yeah, but it might be worth a call to them to find out if that is
It also might be
something
worth
helpful.
like soliciting, putting something in the Bexley Buzz to ask for feedback about whether there'd be interest and gather some information.
Yeah, and when the information and when the application process launches, it's a few weeks out. I will
Okay.
share that information, but
Thank
I've
you.
always championed the idea of a resource center,
Yeah.
whatever that might be. I think there's a whole bit different lane, but the other thing, Smoke and Fire Festival is September 27th this year. We moved it from the June date. That event generates the most food waste, I believe, of any event we do. I would love
And
help.
carbon footprint, because it's me, right?
Thank you. I'd love help to make it. I got Food Rescue's information, but I'm just aware it's the fourth year and there's a lot of benefit to it, but it does generate carbon footprint and food waste, and I want to plan better for the work that it's going to take. So I just wanted to get a date that's solidified. I will start recruiting more teams and ramping up the advertisement for that event as summer goes, but that's an event that does put strain on Bring Back. And so I want to make sure I'm working with you guys, and BCD is working with ESAC
I
to plan
do
for
have to
that event.
say, participated in waste management for most of the events over the last couple of years. The packaging for that event is, in my view, the most sustainable. Like, most of that is compostable.
And we actually get a donation from Wasserstrom for compostable containers. And they're the main sponsors. And so we try to provide that to the participants. And really direct, I spend a lot of time directing the participants on what they're supposed to be using.
Yeah.
So souffle cups is always the challenge. But I just know that that date is going to sneak up, and I want to make sure I have visibility for you guys.
Is it added? Is it a waste management date on the phone?
Yeah, so the date
Yeah.
changed, so
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
That
okay.
was one of the problems. They tried to put it in June and did all the scheduling in June, and I said, I'm not doing the event in June. So we did come to a compromise and put it back in September. But
Actually, a better time because it's so hot already with all
I
the.
understand what they were trying to do with condensing the calendar,
Yeah,
but it just didn't line up for what I
it
had
is.
the
It's
energy to
good.
do.
Yeah.
But those are the two things. I wanted to thank everyone.
Quick
Appreciate
note
it.
on that. I'd like to float the idea of using some sort of reusable serviceware at that event. He did, or Elizabeth arranged at one of the main events or one of the public events last year.
We watched the dishes.
I mean, I'm open to discuss it, but we're talking about 5,000 some portions going out. I mean, if you have 10, we have 10, my target is 10 contestant teams to serve between 300 or 400 dishes. So the volume is a concern, but I'm open to any ideas. I definitely want
Yeah.
to work on increasing the sustainability of that event. I'm planning to focus and work with Food Rescue because that's a big mission of mine, that Food Rescue is involved, because we had food that was set up ready to donate, and I believe I'm blanking on the gentleman with Bob or something. Couldn't line up, so we ended up throwing a ton of food, which I don't like doing.
Got
So
it. Okay.
I'm gonna work towards that. But
That's
yeah,
great.
thank you guys so much.
Real quick on the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
The one thing that you have to keep in mind is the liability issue with running out, especially at power.
Well,
Yeah.
so whoever does apply, they would actually be running the business. So it wouldn't be us. Like, I wouldn't expect it to be run from city. The city wanted to partner. So let's say somebody wanted to do a nonprofit that was tool related, they would have to form that and cover all those liabilities. So it's more just spreading the word to people that would be interested in possibly utilizing that space to build out a business, whether it's a
Yeah.
profit or not.
So it's not a community grant.
It no, that's not. Not currently
It's not a company.
as not right now. We'll see if we get applicants that are going to be want to utilize the space. They maybe have to go a different direction.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Could we go back for just a second to the sign up genius? Can you just scroll up and just slowly scroll down for what our options, what our needs are here? I will switch to,
So first of all, we've got Friday.
we've got nobody signed up for Friday.
Could I get that sent to me?
Yeah.
Like email
Let me
to
just put it in
me?
the chat real quick.
Question about this sign up genius link. I also have to go look for it in an email. Is there a chance this could be on a story highlight in our Instagram? Or is there a way that it's just could be more available to people that might want to volunteer?
So we had talked about having like some signage up. Is that what you're thinking about? How to get more involved? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I just meant for this literally this sign of genius. Could we just make it easier to find?
I think yes, we can make it easier to find. I think that social media would be not, I don't think it would look great.
So what do we do if we have nobody signed up for
Well,
it?
I'll be there.
I'll do one of them.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Does that live on the Green Bexley website?
No, it is not available to the public. So I mean, it hasn't been publicized
That's intentional.
for right now.
Could we talk about that at some point?
Especially as we, I mean, given the discussions with the quote unquote back of house situation, yes, I think that we need to probably give that a shot first before inviting folks in. But yes.
How do those have to, what?
Did anybody do the QR codes that you had between
You know, I haven't checked that. Okay, so I think we were talking about having back of house and having more volunteers who are not experts,
And
right?
not focused on
But
customer
we,
engagement
right,
yet.
but we haven't had enough volunteers to have a back of house situation, or we haven't implemented a back of house situation yet. And so I think that that is something that we should do prior to inviting all these people to come.
Yeah, the problem is we just don't have enough people signing up right now, right?
No, I can't.
Ask her. Tell them you wanted that you're
Can you
coming.
guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm having real trouble making out details of your conversations, but I just signed up for, I guess, this Sunday
Super.
for
So
6
you
to
were
7.
able to access it, Steve, from
Yeah.
what I set up with you
What?
guys? I set him
Yep,
up.
I see. Lovely. Fantastic. I see you 6 to 7:30.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Joanne's not in a position to accompany me.
Okay.
Do you want me to switch to that
And as I said, it's
setting?
been
I
hard to
can.
understand a lot what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
I'm
Would you
sorry.
like me to switch to the second half of that one on Sunday? Okay. So we have nobody for Friday. It's this Friday. How do we?
So Matthew said that he'll be there at the beginning. I'll
Okay.
be there the whole time.
Okay.
It really, I have a feeling by 8:30 things will be slowed down. I
Yeah.
think I don't think it should be.
I'm
Okay.
going to sign up for one. It's probably going to
Okay. Great. And then
supposed to be in the mid-90s, like next week. The uniforms, is there any way to, some of that's pretty heavy.
uniforms?
Well, not uniforms, but
The shirts.
yes.
So we have some shirts, and I have a feeling about shirts. And I don't know if you guys know this, but the amount of water that goes into producing a con shirt is like, do you know what? I don't know what it
Yeah,
is.
pair of jeans is like 10
Like
times.
five
Yeah.
thousand liters or
It's like the
whatever.
amount of water the person drinks in like 3 years. So I refuse to have shirts printed, but instead what I did was a few years ago, I went to Goodwill and I purchased as many green shirts as I could find, and then my coworker screen printed them.
Yeah,
So we
I'm
were
purchasing a new batch for us
so
to do that.
that being said,
It's going over somebody else's logo, so it's reusing.
well, no,
No,
it was
it's
just plain
black.
green shirts.
Oh,
They
okay.
just have like at Ohio Thrift, they color
You can get those though.
assort it.
Well, I got plain green ones. I had my friend screen print that. So what we have right now is what we have right now, and we're limited to that. If you want to wear a plain green shirt that you have, by all means have at it. If you want to wear something else that you have, I prefer if you wear a green, but if it's too hot to wear, you know, your only green shirt or one of our shirts, then that's fine too. Hopefully we will be able to get a second run of screen printing. I think Lisa's interested in purchasing some shirts. My friend is the creative coordinator at the city, which means from now until the 4th of July, she is extraordinarily busy. But hopefully after the 4th, we should be able to get a second round of those.
Yeah. So I know we'll talk about 4th of July in a minute here, but I will have an extra batch of green shirts, and maybe as we're sitting on the trolley, pup trolley,
Wagon.
Trunk.
trolley wagon, we can have like logo blank on our.
I'd like to get on your radar for one of those new shirts because I have a extra large ladies' DP.
I
That
have a
is
DP too.
ill-fitting.
Every time.
Might be the same one.
It is hard to find. You guys, if you, I went to like three thrift stores and really got like all of their adult green shirts, and that is what I was able to find. But you wear it well. You're welcome.
Soda.
This worked out.
Yeah, we'll get you a. Like to ask if for people who are doing it all the time, can we just keep them? I feel pressured to like hand it back
Here's
to
the
you.
thing.
Okay.
This is the second run of shirts. At one point, somebody purchased shirts for Green Bexley, and those shirts were made of plastic. And then those shirts disappeared. And so when that happened, we had to reinvent the wheel for getting new shirts. So there is a desire to like sustain our shirtage.
Yes, but if we all have our own shirts, we are, it's the same.
It is the same
You
people
don't have to show up to do
until
this
it
every time.
becomes not the same people. What about a compromise being a shirt signed out for a season?
That sounds great. That sounds like a great plan.
Or if you know
We'll
that
see you spare your lady shirt for the next like 12
or
weeks.
you're going to do your own, or like if you know then you're going to do a run of
Right.
prints, can I give you a shirt
That would be
at
lovely.
your store
That would be
at
lovely.
least as
But
equal pitched in?
I mean, it's
Yeah.
not
I
like
can
it's.
also just make sure I. What size are you? Yeah, I'm going to focus about
It
it.
is. It sustains resources when we can keep the shirts as long as possible. And there are like. This group now, I mean, nobody sitting at this table was here when that run of shirt happened. So all of those shirts went with those folks. And then we had to reinvent, which was a strain. So
No.
that is, yes.
Fair.
But also, I
Okay.
don't want to walk everybody's shirts all the time. So
So here's a question though. We don't need to spend any more time on the sign of Genius. Friday is covered. Your general PSA is we just need for people to sign up if they can.
yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty. They cost like $2 a shirt, though. Oh, yeah, they're easy to find. I just haven't gone yet.
I mean, when I went, a year or two ago, I had to go to like three, and I came up with what I came up with, but maybe things have changed.
I will
Let's see
procure.
what we get.
Yeah, I feel
Yeah.
pretty good about it. Okay, so Green Bexley. This is something we stand behind is this waste management. I do want to talk at some point, probably not today, about really modifying the display so that it's more informational, all the stuff
So
we've talked
we
about.
have the signs that Reese created. Those did go out the first waste management that we had of the season. I did not have a chance to look at QR code usage, but we can put them out again and see how things go.
All right. So in the notes, if there are notes, as Natalie is not here, I will do about notes. Let's make sure that the sign up genius is circulated.
Natalie, I have messages for you.
So we can get people set up. Okay.
Super.
I'm excited for Sunday.
Yeah, team.
What about the guy that I talked to with the pedal wagon? He said that member of the company always drives.
How did they get it down to Bexley?
No idea.
That was something we bring in. Now it is working on it.
Okay. So this is our last. Do you have any other updates?
No.
Okay. Is it okay if we move to the 4th of July for a
Yep.
moment? All right. So my to-do was the shirts, which I'm working on. I will have them. Reese, do you want to talk about the signage?
Yeah, can I? Should I
It'd
share?
be great. Yeah.
What was
Can
the
you
best
allow
way
him
to
to
do
share?
Yes.
this?
Is it the document that you sent me?
Yeah,
Oh,
can
can
you?
I pull it up?
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Do sticker. So I'll preface this by saying one of our kind of goals the past 6 months is just to increase engagement with our group, get the word out. We had met, a small group of us met 2 weeks ago to discuss some planning. We originally thought of the idea of producing some stickers or refrigerator magnets with recycling guidelines on them. After that meeting, I had some second thoughts on that idea. I think stickers are meant to be cool. You know, Lisa's got some on her laptop there. It's like, hey, check out this thing that I think is cool. I don't know that anybody's going to use a sticker with the recycling guidelines on it. So I created a few concepts here for consideration, just generally getting some ideas about what we are and what we're about. Message of Green Bexley and composting, because that's something that we promote regularly, and just general like green ideas with the intent of them being cool, being something that people will want to put on their water bottle or their laptop or whatever, and not be so practical.
I think they're cool.
What's your name?
Oh, good question.
Yes.
So the idea here is we're going to hand them out at 4th of July. We are having a pedal pub in the parade. So a group of us are going to be pedaling this thing. We're going to have people walking and handing them out to the crowds. So the audience is Bexley residents during the parade, something fun, nice to hand out.
And Steve is gonna
And
flatter.
Steve.
That's why he
What?
came. Because he wants to get on the pedal pub.
As long as I, the sticker number 7, I love that sticker.
It's cool, huh?
Thank you.
These are
That is
great.
awesome. I love that.
Yes, because I've read something about this earlier today. But what about like it's easy being green with permit? Or not with permit. But
I love that. I think that's been done.
It's not easy being green.
But it would be. It I'm sure has been. Not by this group, to my knowledge. That, which is another.
Stickers are
I think
classic.
these are great. I know, but we need
Use
some way to
paper.
increase engagement.
Paper, totally.
I like the ones that are more broad, as opposed to, that's my personal opinion, as opposed to a specific focus message.
Can you zoom out?
I think we would do a combination though, right? Either assortment.
So, yeah, I was about to talk about that. And I discussed a total quantity, 1,000, thinking that if there are any left over after the parade, we can add at other events and we'll just be something we can hand out. So I have sourced some estimates there, bottom right. We talked about Canva. It is $170 per 250. I have another online vendor that I've used before. It's $47 per 250. Now that one doesn't include shipping and tax, which is probably going to add another 10 bucks.
Yeah,
But
it's
so,
expensive.
what's that?
It's expensive.
Yeah. So I recommend going with the second printer. That quantity at that price, then we can do four designs for,
Doing it all.
yeah, right around 200, 250, somewhere around there. I like the idea of doing four different designs. That way there's a little variety and, and say more things.
Are we giving them to adults exclusively? Because kids.
I think we would be giving them to adults. It's not like the here, toddler, here's a piece of candy and here's a stick. Yeah.
Eating up. My kids love stickers. My 9-year-old would put one on his laptop. Oh.
Yeah.
I think 1 in 6 are definitely. Or do you have to set 4 now?
If there are 4 standouts now, that would be great. If not,
Now, like one, are you able to make the I love green Bexley green background versus
Oh, that's weird.
it is a
Yeah.
dark green? It may not be showing up very well here. It's a darker green with the intent of there being a lot of contrast between the red and the green. A lighter green for the heart, a lighter
That's
green.
I think about the dark green.
Yeah, so 4 and 5. That green needs to be dark because if not, the red in the heart won't show up.
The green is good, the least of them, but I still like it. I like the green is good message the least of those that are there, but I don't dislike it. I just, if I had to vote one off, that would be the one I would vote.
And always people recognize something called green.
Right.
I think if you have somebody that don't say that, I think that's probably not the way to go.
That's a, actually
they all do. We like then on the at the bottom it is legal.
How about you have a first letter of the order is capital. The first letter means word capital. Capital G, capital B.
Yep.
I would like to see the incorporation of the Green Bexley circular leaves as often as it can fit.
What is the action you want me to take?
To follow us forward. Which is where we are having a more robust set of. Yeah, and also just, we're just leaning into to make a more robust social media strategy. We're talking about recycling, we're talking about engagement, we're talking, you know. Well, we're just leaning into social media versus design.
As opposed to
reinvest in Facebook. I would say Facebook and Instagram are interchangeable. Because what we post on.
That's
Facebook, but they cross. You know, if you post on Instagram, it also goes on Facebook.
Are you saying that there's limited?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just asking.
The
general public at the floor.
We'll see what I'm like tomorrow. Great, and I'll have a
with these stickers.
Facebook and Instagram.
If you want people, you either follow on Facebook or Instagram.
We want people to put it on their stuff. And then maybe
but Rebecca, really, my goal is that we have an expanded captive audience on it. Doesn't Facebook and Instagram are interchangeable in this conversation, right? Where we can then send them messages about what's going on, about it, et cetera, et cetera. So my objective is get them to be aware of the fact that we have a, let's say, Instagram account and to potentially follow us.
That's what I'm thinking. It should say Green Bexley very clearly. It's just to stick on the computer. It's to get people to actually take some action.
And I think I would probably not include board or anything else. I would just use Green Bexley as far as they can still using some of the other creative ideas.
Actually, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Do we want to send them to the greenbexley.org website, or do we just want to have them follow us on whatever our handle is on Instagram?
I don't think it's doing any harm to have the website on there. I mean, most of the designs up there have the website URL and the Facebook icon and the Instagram.
Because like on some of them, like if you took that away, it wouldn't even like add that much. Like you couldn't make it that much bigger. Different stuff.
But I can come back to what is the question. What do you want
to
do? This is about name recognition. It's not about asking anybody to do a flyer, it's not a postcard, it's not an email.
Yeah.
Surely
there is something called.
But don't we want them to then follow us?
Well, sure. That's why the website and social media icon.
Yeah.
I should have the three items on there. Because what's going to happen is someone's going to get this or see this, and they're going to go to that. Green Bexley doesn't tell me there's site. It says Green Bexley. Okay, that could just be a slogan, Green Bexley. But
so if
when you say .org now, and Facebook and Instagram, now I know I've got something to look for. I've got something to search, and I can sit here and type it right here on my phone and go right to it. How about a QR code?
I don't know. Is anybody going to want to put a? Do you want to put a QR code on your wall?
Yes, I think QR codes are the easiest way to get people to sign up for stuff.
One option.
Yeah.
I have this vision to many people. Only ever seen it done once, but just a QR code with nothing else on it, and then people are so curious.
Out of
but
they went to, but I'm the first scanner.
Yeah.
there. You have a logo, you see that, you are moved that to whatever you want.
No big encouragement point that you have here.
Well, except that presumably people will scan it and they'll follow it.
For those who don't, they won't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's try one.
Okay.
With a mysterious QR code function and see how it
goes. With a small, with a small.
That's
so what I do.
I just ordered for this collab that I did with the Nelsonville Music Festival. I ordered several hundred just QR code stickers. They were super cheap. So like they were like $10 for the design. So maybe those could be even cheaper than.
This is the price correlates to size and shape.
Yes. I'm just wondering if we just did a QR code, it probably could be even cheaper someplace. Maybe it's cheaper. Well, so we don't need to vote on this. Reese can go forth and order with the feedback that we have and just make a.
It would be great to see them. And then
Hold on 1 second, because he needs why. If they're all within like, you know, the city's.
I'd like to see them. And also because we need to set up whomever you're working with as a vet. Like we need to discuss the payment situation. And so that basically we have to set up a company as a vendor. We have to get the tax exempt information to them. It is a more cumbersome process than I would like it to be.
You guys have a vendor pack send out?
We've got two forms.
That gives them the information, they fill it out, they return it to you, and
yes.
It's you ACH payment.
I send it off to the finance people.
Right.
Right.
They do electronic payment?
Or invoice.
Okay,
let's take that part offline. I think it's, you can talk about these with Greenbeck, with Megan, but I don't really know that the city needs to approve these. They're pretty innocuous. They're just drawing us to the city's, you know, Instagram account. So I don't really want to, and like, I'll give you my credit card if we need to order them sooner than later. Like, let's take offline the hurdles that we need to jump to get it done. I don't feel that the city should have to approve the artwork though.
I'd love to see them. I think that's all I'm asking.
Yeah, it's going to be.
But I think there are some other concepts, like we talked about adding additional logos or whichever one you feel. I just want to be informed. That's okay. But there is also, like, you will also need to be set up as a vendor if you pay for it. So we should discuss whatever the payment method is going to be prior so that we have all the pieces in place.
Okay. So can you send us those directions
yes.
tomorrow and we'll comply as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, I will not be reimbursed and I will pay for the stickers because I don't want to upgrade the timing for 4th of July. It's already the 17th.
Can you scroll down to the bottom right corner of this page, please? Delivered in 5 to 8 business days.
Yeah, we got to order them, right?
So, I mean, we have one, let's say if we order tomorrow, 12 days until the 3rd. So,
we need to order them.
We do, but we don't need to order them tomorrow. We have a day or two.
Yeah. Okay.
Reese, ready for the other one?
Yes.
Super.
Okay. Look at that.
So, can you fit that page to screen, please?
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this is a concept. This is an idea. We want to put our name on the pedal pup. We discussed some banners. So, these are proposed concepts for some banners that would be temporarily affixed to the pedal pup.
If you got those, you don't need... the sticker
Well, with that same stuff on it.
But with the sticker, if you put it on something later, like it's not just.
Never been so professional looking.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're not cheap, is the one thing. This is not. I'm not paying for these subs. I'm paying for the sticker, worst case scenario. Here's one question about them. And as I'm looking at this, maybe it's different. Could these be used on anything else? If we did the trolley pub this year and then it didn't do it again next, if we did it again for many years, it's great. It's a great investment, right?
All in dollars.
A couple $100.
All in $420 for two side banners, two front banners, and the front side.
Are you allowed to erect something like that on their vehicle?
Well, Randy has several zip ties. They will have grommets in them. There's some metal tubular framing top that I think would work for fixing these two.
Will they have their logo on there?
Yeah.
We're covering. Where the recruitment's coming from?
We're covering.
And they're okay with that?
Apologize later.
Are they giving us a deal?
I don't think so. Well, the thing is, we're helping them out because nobody uses it at 9 in the morning on Saturday. This is fast.
At 9 in the morning if they don't know who it is. If you cover up their logo, the company's logo, nobody can, no one can call them and say, hey, I want to use your.
That's a good point. Yeah. We are covering up their logo. Yeah. But no, we didn't get a deal.
That's why I was asking. If they're giving you a deal, as before you being in the public eye, then I would not cover up their logo. That would be rude.
Don't have a deal.
On the back, though, is their phone number.
Cook.
At NC.
You could do the whole thing, but not.
I mean, if there's a contractual obligation that we don't conceal their logo, I think we're paying for it. And so we're allowed to, we don't know. We're going to.
My only thing is, so if you're a business owner and you have product out there that you're leasing out, whatever, renting out, me personally, I probably would not be happy to have my logo.
Well, if they care,
regardless of whether we say,
if they care, it would be a
education. Well, but do they know you're going to do that? Have they ever had somebody do this?
We have.
That's what they.
Yeah.
Actually,
they from them.
You go to the last page. They sent us schematics with dimensions, so I think they're.
I do appreciate the point that Lisa brought up about the reusability of whatever it is that is ordered and what message does it send if this is a single-use item, essentially.
For sure. They will have grants so that we can affix them with zip ties and take them down. But we made it final, which is durable and reusable. Yeah. So, yes, they could be used again.
There's a lot of different ways you could do that. Maybe like not all the pieces, but a few of them.
When we're tabling,
yeah,
we could use it.
Mm-hmm.
So, putting this idea on pause for this. If we don't do this, in my mind, the alternative would be a handmade sign of some sort, cardboard, paper, whatever. It could be a group thing. We have a pizza party.
Super cute.
And then we can, so that is also an option that I think would be achieve the same goal of having our name big on this thing.
I think it's awesome. I think if we can design it, and I think we are, in such a way that we could imagine using it on a recurring basis at events. Maybe it, certainly if we do the trolley pub again, I think then it starts to make sense. I think we should do it, but it's not cheap. That blows a significant portion of our budget. But we're halfway through the year, and we, the only thing I expect to ask for money for, because we're essentially doing the social media stuff ourselves, right, would be for the van to Swaco again in the fall.
Did you add a QR code to that? I think you
have
a QR code. Then I would add a QR code to that. Because that, people would,
people would take a quick.
Yeah. Are you okay with that, Reese?
Yeah.
Are we still trailing the
Yes.
Okay. How about
yep.
the about the polypropylene? You know, you've seen it, the number five tubs that I have on my.
Say more about that.
I thought you had asked me to bring it.
Oh, I just think the what I said was the way that your display is, where you just have things, right?
Yeah.
And you don't. I just think we should have some version of that. It doesn't have to be everything, right? Because nobody's going to be, I think, paying close attention to exactly what it is, but just like a wet, like you just got married, like some fun, and probably it'll fall off. So it's got to be stuff that you have doubles of.
Oh, well, as far as being on the ground,
yeah.
I got the perfect thing for that.
Okay.
And it will not come off.
Okay.
Could you put some of the stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So I just looked, so this lengthwise, this is like 12 and a half feet. So just putting it out there that is going to be challenging to put on a table, on a tabling table, or on a tent, because it is exceeds the length.
You
don't
need to
do
it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That'd be similar, but slightly different.
I know.
Can you fit that to page two?
Yeah.
What's he say? Oh, that's just
it's a
bit better.
Yeah.
I would also like to see the leaf logo, if that's possible.
Do you have those in a vector form?
I can get it in a vector.
Do we know how many adults are going to be on?
Need 14.
Well, there's two that don't pedal, including the bench.
The pedaling is an action.
It is a. It does have an assist. We learned, right?
So, I give up.
Yeah.
People are pedaling.
Well, I don't think that it goes by itself if nobody's sitting there, but I could be wrong.
It's for slight hinge and steering in the front there.
Say that again, Matthew.
The assist is for going tilt.
Oh yeah. So you still do need butts in those seats.
So are there people to fill the seats?
Are you going to be on the?
I don't. I was invited to three floats, including this one.
But you need to be on this one.
The other two are the City Hall float and the Bexley Natural Market, which does need assistance.
You need to be on this float.
The Secretary of the Board of the Bexley Natural Market, that title.
Yes.
Yes. Right, because it's a passion.
Listen, it's the great to be on this one. You really do need to be on this
one. Line them up first, last.
Also, the sequencing, because we really like to be...
Natalie.
Okay. We would like to be in the cluster of city-affiliated floats. That at the end.
Would you like me to send that message, or would you like to send that message?
If it's, I mean, do you have full?
I can send her an email.
Broader. I think it's good for us to be in part, you know, part of that.
Note to self.
Okay.
There we go.
Last year, the band either went before or after us, and they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, last year was challenging.
This
is great. Reese, thank you for working on this. So it sounds like we need to have a conversation tomorrow about budget and the machine of getting some stuff paid for, right?
I decided on one of the...
What? We vote for the first one.
I was going to say, Elizabeth, the vendor that I obtained the estimate for this is local or out by the airport. I can.
Sorry. Oh, for the
sign.
Who is it?
It's CityCom Print.
Okay. We use Columbus Sign Company. I don't know if it would be advantageous to get a quote from them because they're already signed up. But if you wouldn't mind doing, just seeing if they had a quick estimate time period, that might be
that contact.
Hey, sorry, don't mean to interrupt. I do have to go because I have to be somewhere soon, but it was so nice hearing everyone because I can't really see everybody except for Steve.
Mel, but will you and your boyfriend ride on the trolley pub?
I was listening to the conversation, and is it exactly on July 4th?
Yes.
I can cry. I usually work Friday morning. I work Friday mornings, and I don't think that it would be very easy for me to get off that day because it's so busy.
Oh, no worries, no worries. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Oh, no, you're fine. Because But I will be volunteering for this Friday's event. I know that I can do that for sure. I signed up for the 5:30 slot.
Okay, great.
So I'll be there, and I hope to see you guys there too.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye, everybody.
I think that's it.
We bye.
Can on social media, but people do not have to stay unless they want to. Did we cover it?
We covered a lot of things, few of which were actually on the agenda.
And then let's follow that. We go with people that are handing out stickers. So we need people for that also. Kids. Now, do we have t-shirt, green t-shirt for everybody? That we're trying to do for everybody.
Well, we have about 15 in existence. A V-neck women's one is set aside for you already, and I will be procuring some more just solid green ones before, and I'll wash them and make sure.
So how do you fill all the required manpower?
Well, that's what we need to. That's what we need to find.
We do the stuff that you want all the events.
That one, yeah. I've already been talking to some people. We probably do need like a formal list of people that have said that they can do it, because it would be unfortunate if we had 5 people and we needed 12 to make it go.
Or did a sign up genius help?
There is a spot on here already. Yeah. So there is parade participation up here.
By my count, there are 12 seats with pedals.
I didn't think it was that. It looks like this. You can see 6 on each side. You got a bench on the back. Yeah, but there's 2 over the tires that are not.
There are 6 seats.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's seats, but not pedals. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we need to get it all filled. I think we can, but yes, we need to. You need to get formal okays to that. I asked Jeremy Handler to do it too.
See.
Rachel Mayan, Matthias, maybe not Benji. We may have too many people. We may have to just figure that out.
Oh.
Well, but if they need to pedal, to your point, they need to be able to reach the pedal. At least some number of the people that
I say got thing that gives to pass the stickers out.
Well, there's got to be single
things.
Yeah. Steve Grossman.
Yeah.
Could he walk the entire way?
Well, I think what they want people to be riding, not walking, as a general rule. So Steve and Joanne would be on the, they need to be on the trolley bike.
Oh, I mean, you could have kids riding the bike passing them now.
That was the thought, or on a scooter.
Steve.
Oh.
They won't be going to
probably. But
Steve Grossman be able to walk the entire way.
He's going to be, I think they will have him on, him and Joanne riding, because Joanne just had a hip replacement. So I think
I think I should probably want to round.
You could switch like halfway through the frame.
After you thought that, we go, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else before we move to social media? Steve, did you want to say anything about capital? You don't have to, but we'd want to give you the floor if you did want to say anything about capital.
Nothing at the moment.
Okay.
Well,
once I learn more about all of this stuff, I probably will, but
I just didn't want you to leave the meeting saying I had a prepared speech and
no, I do not have a
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about social media for a moment. Elizabeth, would you be okay to open the shared Google folder that has our social media content in it?
As we want.
Scroll down. Social media strategy, bottom right there. Okay, so, and could you scroll down a little bit here? Okay, so we have the mayor's video for textile collection this coming Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? We just want to cover, let's say, the next 6 weeks so that we have a plan, you know, for the first couple of weeks after our next meeting. So is there other content that we know that we want to include?
I'm just saying July.
People who do not have a passion for this, you do not need to stay for this part of the conversation.
July 21st, I think, is Show Your Stripes Day, which is about climate stripes, the mural that's right there.
Okay.
So that is of note.
Do you want to type that in? Will you create that content? Okay. We should probably have a Who Responsible column. You want to throw another column in here?
What's our follow?
1,000-ish?
1,100.
Yeah, more or less.
Should we post, I'd love to post a picture of the food council picture that we just did and celebrate the fact that we convened it.
I like that. The thing that concerns me a little bit, I really liked the group that we had. Many of them were professionals. And I don't know if I'm quite ready to open it to the general public. And I'm wondering if posting it would indicate that in some way.
If we have people showing up from the public with these conversations, I think we should count ourselves lucky, to be honest. I think it was such a great moment. I bet the picture is great. I think we should, I mean, I don't know, what does everybody think?
Well, I do think it was good that we kind of had that, like, everyone was in a circle to, like, it wasn't like a meeting, it was like a conversation. So if a lot more people, well, I'm not saying a lot, but even if a few more people came, it would start to be hard to be able to, like, still do it like that. So I don't know. It depends on how many people you guys make me tell.
Well, I don't think that this one is necessarily to say everybody come to the food council meeting, and I will bet the same amount of money that I hope to not have to spend on stickers that we will not increase attendance at the food council meeting by celebrating that we but we will increase awareness about, oh, they convened a food council. So I just feel like it was a great picture. It was a great event. I just think it's something we should talk about if we have a spare spot.
And some people probably won't be able to come to the first one. So, like, it's probably fine.
Yeah, I can do that.
What's your concern?
I think the group that we had was really great, and it was a mostly professionally focused. And I like that. For at least right now, until there is some sort of plan forward, that a public outreach or a public display would open the Pandora's box.
Does a picture usually tend to become an invitation?
It generally, in terms of social media or in terms of...
Well, your concern is about if you post a picture, the people will want to be invited. Or is
invited
it
or what is it, or, you know...
Well, what is it is...
Right.
picture people, then start showing.
Not necessarily.
So it does sound like the awareness.
It's just awareness.
Good. Yeah. Unless your history is that when
right.
something like this suddenly.
No.
Also, okay, so do you want Luke to do that? Do you want to do that? Do you want Reese to do that?
I think just to kick her in and of itself, I think the picture is fine with a little bit of light
with
that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's a. Here's my recommendation, though. I would cut off the like the top and bottom, and then put it in a Canva where you have like a nice border, and you could have like the Bexley logo, the green Bexley logo underneath. But it needs like 5 minutes of Canva love.
So this picture, in and of itself, it's going to be challenging to do this well on Instagram. I think because it's so wide. But if anybody wants to make a stack,
I'll stack it. Okay. So put my name down for that one. And I'll just be like two sentences, like we convene the food council. You know, I'll do like a border and then the logo inside the border. I'll put it in the folder in the next week or so. It's not like time sensitive per se.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, guys. You did a great job.
Bye. Thank you.
Too. Next month.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
have
you.
A couple of weeks. Talk to you soon. Juliana, I'd love to do something about our visit to the cafeteria. Reese, do you want to collaborate on that? Or just a fun thing about what how great she is. You know, I think she would love it.
One thing that
Juliana said she was a refugee. I wonder if that posting a picture of her.
I was thinking just of Juliana.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just thinking.
You took pictures of, with
yeah,
Juliana
yeah.
and her refugee from what? And we're putting her.
No. Agreed.
Anybody, man.
100%. No, but I think
people
it could
refugee.
Be any of us plus Juliana. I just thought like a couple of sentences about how great she is.
Yeah.
But let,
yeah.
I think just to let the community know that we're investigating this issue.
Yeah. Just this is all fun. This is yeah, just awareness about that it's fun, right? So I can type these. Would you be
yeah,
okay to?
Yeah. Where is that?
6:20. Well, why don't we do for 6:29? Let's do food council meeting.
How many people? Julia. You're posting your social media for what reason?
We were talking about just posting a photo of the three of us with her, just to say that we're talking.
What a great job she's doing. And
yeah.
So I don't know, maybe why don't you think about creating a stars of green bag
yeah.
or something like that. She'd be the first one, and that'd be a great time to advertise all the restaurants to get them.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. I was thinking like a brand template that's that. Like, and then if we want to feature Randy. Yes, totally. Okay, and then we'll do something for 4th of July. And then maybe after 4th of July, we could do, so maybe the week of July 13th, we could do a Juliana, like, you know, feature Green Bexley champion, whatever we want to call it.
Green Bexley All-Stars.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've actually covered all the ones. Well, does anybody else have anything they want to include as a social media item? I feel like we kind of covered the things that we've been talking about. Yes, that's a great. It's a very, very cogent point. We should make that part of our process. What do you think?
In terms of?
When we, if you go to the trouble of creating content,
yes.
we probably should drop that content in the Bexley Buzz.
The Green Bexley won't post in the Bexley Buzz.
Why, exactly?
Because that's a city policy that city accounts don't post to the Buzz. But anybody is welcome to share it or direct people.
Okay. So
the Buzz doesn't want that. Right? The Buzz can't. But it's city policy is that city accounts do not post to the bus.
So if Green Bexley posts it, could I, as a regular person, drop that on?
Absolutely.
To... Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I have got to go. We are, does anyone have anything else? Okay, 7:32, we're 2 minutes late. We are concluding the June meeting of Green Bexley. Well, I know, that's true.
All right, PA team.
Once you get all these people coming.